T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I tell the public one thing, I tell my players something else. So for all the supposed respect and love he claimed to have for the blue-collar fan base, for all the nonsense that he spewed since he got here about putting a team on the field that's representative of the blue-collar work ethic of the New York Giant fan base, he just came out and told you he has no respect for you at all. That he tells you one thing to coddle you, I guess, and he tells his team something else. Number two, and I'm getting the sound from this as well, Evan, when once we dumped out of the press conference because it was boring, he apparently was asked about this trip out to Tucson. You know, because he'll be out there, I guess, tomorrow or Wednesday, whatever it is. They're going out for the week. He said he's going to ask the captains on the team if while they're out there, do they want to have a bonding event? That he acknowledged they'll have more time to themselves.
What are they going
to
do, play paintball?
I don't know. Like, he acknowledged that once practice is over, guys will have some more freedoms to socialize, go out for dinner, whatever, clubs, drinks, this, that, the other thing. But he was asked, anything else? And he goes, yeah, I'm going to ask the captains if they want me to put together some bonding events. You're going to ask the captains. You're not going to tell them, as the coach, guys, while we're here, we're going to have some bonding events. We're going to play
baseball. Why the hell would you have a bonding event this late into a season?
Why are you going out there now anyway?
I mean, if
you're
going to have bonding events, isn't that something you do before the season or early on in the season, not when your season is spiraled out of control and you've played 12 games already?
Yes. Normally when a team also goes out early, they go out early because there's pending weather issues, travel issues, whatever it might be, right? Now, that's normally when we've heard of it, right? Well, I know we're getting a couple inches of snow midweek, but...
We are?
Yeah, like 3 inches of snow on Wednesday.
Wow,
yeah, that's what they're saying. 1 to 3, Ev. 1 to 3.
You're like my personal weather app.
Yeah, I got you. 1 to 3. So, like, I'm going to ask the captains if they want me to put together a bonding event. Boy, I would love to see that conversation. Wouldn't you?
What is your issue with that part of it? I don't understand.
Okay.
That he should tell them we're doing a bonding event?
Listen, I'm putting together a bonding event.
Oh, I got you. I thought the players would do it on their own already. In fact, they probably have.
Yeah,
they've already planned something without Joe
Judge. It's called the Diamond Cabaret.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
They've already got something planned, Joe. Yeah. That's what Logan Ryan's going to say. Logan's going to be like, hey, listen, coach, we got you. We already have a big event planned, and you're not invited.
Yeah, we're going to play paintball. Coaches versus players. You can't come. All right, so here's again, just so you know what I'm talking about. This is Joe Judge just moments ago. Go ahead.
Well, look, I approach my comments publicly very differently than when I talk to the team behind closed doors. So I'm someone who's very big on honesty and being very transparent with the team. I talk all the time about the truth is on the tape. So when we talk as a team, we talk every week, regardless of what the result of the previous game was, of things we did well, we have to build on, things we have to correct. Yeah. And we go through that very, very bluntly and openly as a team and make sure everyone's on the same page. In terms of, you know, publicly, look, I'm not going to be a guy who's going to sit out there.
I need to stop it there because nobody asked him to throw any particular player under the bus. But he goes, I believe in honesty, except when it comes to what I say publicly.
Yeah, I believe in honesty to who? The players and not us?
Honesty only works for me when I'm talking to the players. Like, come on, man.
So what is he saying to the players? That they suck?
I guess. What he's basically saying is I told you publicly I saw a lot of really good things. Privately, I feel the exact opposite. But I tell the players the truth. I don't tell you the truth. But I'm honest. I mean, come on.
And by
man.
The way, this is something new. Like, since when has Joe Judge walked out of games, walked into the press conference room, and said, everything's great, I'm seeing progress? Like, that's not something he was doing every single week.
No, because now it's, he's trying to save his own job.
It's not going to save his own job.
He thinks it is.
How?
Listen, I'm with you.
Like, don't you think John Mara, one thing we've always said about John Mara is that he's like a fan in a way. He watches the games. He's not clueless. Right? He may be clueless in terms of who he's going to hire and who he rehires, but he watches the games. How is John Mara going to hear that statement and say, yep, I got it right with Joe Judge? He just watched the offense suck.
Maybe he lies to Mara, too.
Yeah, but the tape doesn't lie, like Joe Judge said. We all watched the game. They scored 9 points.
But he lies to us. He said, I tell the players the truth.
I get that. But what I'm also saying is John Mara and us watched the game. Yeah. It doesn't matter what lie Joe Judge is telling us. We know the offense is inept. You don't think the owner sees that?
I think we need a bonding event, unless the players don't want it.
I mean, you don't think the owner pays attention to the garbage that occurs every Sunday? He's not going to believe now, Joe Judge lies to keep him around.
Let me ask you this.
Doesn't make sense.
Just a human nature question. If the coach goes to the captains on the New York Giants and says, guys, how do you guys feel about a bonding event out in Tucson? And the guys come back and go,
We're good.
Like, what do you do? Well, then what do?
You take your tail between your legs and you leave.
Right? Like, that's my point. The leader of the team, the coach, has to be the coach. He's got to decide, we're going out to Tucson at the Arizona for the week because there's some benefit to us. And one of the benefits would be team bonding, team building. If you go out there and you have not yet set it up, which clearly he hasn't, there's no planned team bonding event. You'll pick your favorite thing, whether it's, we said paintball, whatever, right? That means you haven't planned it. So, okay, if the captains say, nah, we're good, you're just going out there to go out there?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, Tucson's nice this time of year. Okay. And they totally deserve a vacation because they played so well.
Yeah, they all deserve that so much.
I told you the Ray Rhodes story when I covered the Philadelphia Eagles and traveled with the Eagles. They went out to Seattle, forget about a week early or 3 or 4 days early. They went out a day early. They went out Friday instead of Saturday. Very good Eagle team. They beat the Lions in the playoffs 58-35. Lost to the Rodney Pete-led Dallas Cowboys. All right, the following week in Dallas, right? Ray Rhodes said the worst mistake I ever made in my coaching career was going out on a Friday because the guys are allowed to go out and socialize.
Craig, if the Giant players go out and socialize for 5 days straight in Tucson, and they are not in any position to play on Sunday, how would we know the difference?
Fair question, Evan. Very fair question. We wouldn't. Therefore, if you're an Instagram model, get on a plane and go out to Tucson.
Right.
There's going to be dudes ready to go. That's how I see it. That'd be a good male bonding experience.
Sure.
You have a competition. Single coaches versus single players. Who scores the most Instagram models? Right?
By the way, how naive of you. Not naive. Nice of you is probably the right word to say. Single.
Yeah, well, I'm not a bad guy.
That's a real sweet thing.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a bad guy.
Okay.
Here's Mike in Goshen, Connecticut. As soon as the guys have the other piece of audio, we'll play it for you. Mike, what do you got?
Okay. Evan and Craig, let me tell you something right now. I'm a diehard Giant fan, and this guy, he's got to go. I'm telling you right now, the quarterback, the coach, the general manager, all three have to go. I'm a diehard Giant fan. Haven't missed a game since 93, and I'm sick of this guy. This guy, Judge, he's like a manipulator. He's deceiving the fans. He thinks he's something he's not. And I don't like it. And I want this guy gone by the end of the year. And I want the owner not to be deceived by his smooth talk. I'm telling you, this guy can talk himself out of, a murder case.
Well, he just told you that he lies.
I want him gone. I want him fired today.
Listen, when in telling you that he believes in honesty, he admitted that he lies to you.
No. He believes. Look, he's smart. He knows he's got to save his job right now. But I'm telling you, I don't know what he's doing, but he's playing with the New York fans. He's playing with our minds. We're diehard fans. We watch every single play.
No, I get
Evan's
you.
Evan's taking pictures of I don't know what he's taking pictures of, but the point is we're watching it. We know it, and he can't talk his way out of this. He's got a coach.
No, I agree, and that's why if the New York Giants, who have 5 games left, go 1-4, he can't survive this.
No,
like, he's not going to be – he can't sell to John Mara 5-12.
No, honestly, right now, and Craig, for years when you were with Boomer, I thought you were just a giant hater. But I do believe, honestly, you got to feel like I think for a little bit here, you're actually sympathized with a Giant fan for once, I think. And I think you kind of understand where we're coming from.
I sympathize with you because it's my life as a fan. The teams I root for, the Giants are new to it. I know 5 years does not seem new. It seems like an eternity. I get that. But this is, you're in our territory.
They have to keep losing for Joe Judge to lose his job.
Yeah,
and
I
know that a lot of fans, because I certainly don't want to do it, a lot of fans don't want to sit there with 5 weeks to go in the season and root against their team. I don't want to do it. I had a tough time doing it last year. But that's the reality. The reality is Joe Judge can't talk himself out of 5-12 or 4-13. He can't.
He's trying.
He can try, but do you agree with that at least?
Starting quarterback is going to help him.
You're right.
If Daniel Jones doesn't play again, there's no way he's going to.
Listen, you have Chargers followed by Cowboys. Lose-lose, yeah. Right? So now you're sitting there, what are you, 4-8 right now?
Right,
so now
4-10.
So you're 4-10. Who are the last three games?
At Philadelphia.
Philly will be in the mix
They're in a playoff race.
Yep, go ahead.
At Chicago, which is this weird...
Chicago's like the toilet bowl.
Yeah, but it's sort of a win-win because you have their pick.
Yeah. By the way, you almost want Chicago to beat you.
You can go into that game chill. Like, all right,
that's
either way. And then they end the season in what could be glorious...
Washington.
The Giants against Washington, with Philadelphia maybe needing the Giants' help in Week 18, let your minds wander.
Now, to me, if Joe Judge is still the coach Week 18, 17, 18, whatever, which he's going to, he's not getting fired during the season, obviously, that would be the ultimate payback. Lay down. You know, we need to see more Jake Fromm. Yes. We're not quite sure if Jake Fromm's in our playoffs.
Bro, it is so setting up to be the case where Dallas has everything wrapped up. Right? Yep. They're done. We got our division. Maybe they're not battling for a one seed, so they don't care. So the Eagles get their win. But now the Washington football team, ooh, they need help from the Giants. Giants, Washington, big game. They may even flex it to Sunday night. There's so much on the line for Washington, for Philadelphia. And the Giants lay down and lose. And they give the ultimate FU payback to the city of Philadelphia. But the topic at hand is Joe Judge. I totally get where you're coming from, Big Mac. No, Daniel Jones is a great excuse. And it is. I have a very difficult time believing he's going to survive 4-13.
If you're sitting there at, 7-3, 8-2, even 6-4, and Danny Jones was part of the reason you were over 500, and he'd taken those next steps, blah, 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 and then he went down, and oh my God, you lost your starting quarterback, and the season went to pot?
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Everyone is safe. Garrett would still be here, by the way. But that's not the case. Like 6-10 last year was supposed to be improved upon. And it's the same crap as last year. So from that standpoint, he can't go into John Mara at the end of the season and go, well, I lost Danny Jones for the last 7 games of the year. I got to put it on that because John Mara is not stupid. And then when you come out and you try to sell us after a 9-point game that your offense made great strides and looked
good.
That's
right. He's not going to believe that.
He knows better than that.
But that's my point to you. That's why this whole idea of, he's saying this to try to save his job. Say what you want about John Mara. He's not dumb.
There's two different things there.
What?
There's the why.
Right.
And then there's, does it work?
Do you think it works?
No.
That's
okay. But I believe it to be the why.
I gotcha.
He's doing it for that reason.
I totally
John
get
Mara's
that.
John Mara's not going to fall for it.
That's where we agree.
Yes. Here's where I'm coming from.
Go ahead, Big Mac. Feel free to interrupt. Go ahead.
I don't think I was interrupting. I was thinking bouncing all around. I don't think John Mara wants to fire him. That's the thing. I don't think he wants to. I think you want to. Will Joe Judge go into the meeting and sell the quarterback? John Mara will sell that to the fan base. He does not want to fire him.
Big
he
Mac.
Will look for an excuse not to have a third coach in 6 years.
I have said that many times, that John Mara doesn't want to fire a coach again. Ben McAdoo didn't even get to 2 years. Pat Shurmur got to 2 years. I totally agree. That's why, unfortunately, the only way Joe Judge is going to lose his job, if you want him to lose his job, is for no doubt to be left. And that's why 4-13 or even 5-12 that's the line. If they win a few games, I agree. John Mara will convince himself and the fans, hey, look, we got to bring him back for a third year.
I've got a, someone's got a great suggestion. If the Giants do decide on the team bonding experiment while in Tucson, Steven Madison's got a great idea for them. Stevie, what would you suggest they do?
Well, it worked so good for them last time. Why don't they just go take a picture on the bow of a boat all together?
In their Timberlands and no shirts on. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Good job. Well, you know what? It could bring everything full circle.
Yeah,
the demise of the New York Giants, you could argue it began before this, but let's really say it began on that boat. Their record since the boat incident is what?
Not good.
It's horrific.
Yes.
The last good moment the Giants had was winning 11 games and making the playoffs. So maybe it brings things full circle. By the way, Schefter just tweeted an update, and it's not a surprise on Daniel Jones that after further visits with Giant doctors and specialists to have his neck injury reevaluated, Daniel Jones is very unlikely to play Sunday versus the Chargers. So basically confirming what we've all speculated, which is he's not playing on Sunday against
like
the Chargers.
Sounds like he might be done for the year.
The Carpenter knew what he was talking about.
Sounds like it, right? I mean, you saw him on the sideline yesterday. He's not wearing a neck brace. He looks fine. So clearly there's something inside his neck that has them worried that if he gets hit the wrong way, he's, you know, God forbid, but you're looking at, you know, catastrophic injury.
You remember David Wilson, the former running back,
the Beach
Giants? No. He was drafted, I think, 30th overall right after the Super Bowl.
And for
Bowl
the record,
year.
Before you all treat me, I know it's Brian Wilson. I was just having some fun, but good. Yeah, I remember David Wilson. Yeah, career-ending injury.
Career-ending neck injury.
Yeah.
Never was able to recover from that. There were a lot of hopes for David Wilson. You fear. And that's why the neck thing is so scary.
Sure. Like especially when you saw the San Francisco-Seattle game when, Collins? I think he played for the Giants last year, as a matter of fact. He was here. Got hit awkwardly mm-hmm. on a kick return, went down, and then got hit from behind. And you kind of saw his head get compressed down
into his
neck. And they thought he was paralyzed. That was the first thing. They brought the ambulance on the field. I guess he moved his left hand a little bit on the way off the field, which is a great sign. But we're all
necks
sitting
are,
there, yeah.
Necks are scary, man. Yeah. I mean, obviously, Daniel Jones is walking around and looking fine. But as long as he's not cleared for contact, he can't play.
Nor
should he.
Yeah. You got to worry about the guy's
There's
life.
There's definitely a fear not only for Daniel Jones not playing the next few weeks, but what does this mean for the rest
How
of his
How much money has Daniel Jones made in his 3 years in the NFL?
After signing bonuses, carry the one, I would guess about $15 million.
I'm going to bring it up. Hold on. Spot rack. I know we got to take a quick break. Hold on. I think he's made even more than that, Evan.
Is it more than that?
Here we go. Ready? Don't look. No cheating.
I'm not looking.
Jeez. Don't you cheat over there.
The guy who cheats all the time at these games is accusing me of cheating.
I know what you're talking about.
Let's see. I already gave you a guess. If my guess is either right or wrong. I don't know.
So he got a $16.6 million signing bonus.
I'm off. I forgot it was that high. Jeez. I had his career earnings there.
So Danny Jones was guaranteed $25.5 million.
Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad coming out of Duke and sucking at Duke. Not bad, right?
Sucking Duke.
Pretty much sucked at Duke. Let's be honest about it.
I don't think that's a fair assessment.
Next year, he's $8.3 million of dead cap. So, well, that's what it is anyway. And he's obviously they've not picked up the fifth-year option, nor should they, nor will they. And that's what it is, okay? So, not bad. Is that forever money? You have to work ever again?
If you saved it correctly, it is.
He should never have to work again.
I mean, if you didn't just blow it on Lamborghinis and Instagram models, I think you should be all right.
So he's 25 years old. He's made enough money to live the rest of his life?
I don't know. If he never plays another game this season for the Giants, what's your decision on him?
Well, there's no reason not to bring him back at least to start, right? He's $8 million in dead cap.
What?
There's no reason for him not to be on the roster.
How about the fact he's not that on the roster?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't let him, I don't make
him. You said to start.
No, bad choice words. I don't just anoint him the starting quarterback next year.
So you'd bring him back in a different kind of role?
Well, I bring him back because from a salary cap perspective, right now it makes sense to have him on the roster.
If they cut him, how much dead money would
$8 million.
And how much are they paying him? What's the cap hit? So you got to do the math and see the difference on it because there could be a savings by not having him on the roster. Does that make sense?
I don't know how to
like there could be dead money. I don't want to bore you with this, but there could be dead money, but you'd save more by cutting him. I'd have to look closer at it, but here's the point, because that's not even the question. The question is this, Craig. Would you want to bring him back and give him another year as the starting quarterback of this team?
Right now, considering I don't have the answer to who would be the quarterback, today the answer is yes.
So you're going to base that answer based on what's out there, not his performance.
Sure.
Okay.
Because I'm not going through a journeyman run. I'm not doing that for the sake of doing it. Because, by the way, I also think I'm good enough to win a title with a one-year wonder either. 877-337-6666. I know the Jets aren't good enough either. So you're in good company, Giant fans. We're all together. Kumbaya. Listen, I know you want me to take a break, but I keep promising the Albert last name thing. We got to play it, dude. We got to play it. We can't promise and not deliver. So are you ready, Evan?
Oh, yes.
Al Michaels. The guy's first name is Albert. What's his last name?
And Big Al.
I'm sorry?
Okay, who won them?
What's that?
Close. Okay, who won them? Close.
Any idea how we pronounce it?
I think it's Albert Akubnan. Akubnan?
Akubnan?
He caught a touchdown against the Giants. You remember
okay,
that?
Okay, who won them?
Boonam. He had no idea. And he's laughing at it.
He's a tight end. He's the tight end who caught a pass against the Giants week one. I don't think he's done anything else.
Yeah.
I think it's Akubanim.
Don't ask me. I don't know how to pronounce
it. No, I'm trying to figure it out.
Can you
I remember
put it
the guy.
Into a Google dictionary and see what the Google
okay,
voice says?
Who won them?
Okay,
it's
who won
not
them.
That.
Probably not that. Coming up, we'll hear the Google voice. We'll let you know how you properly pronounce Albert's last name because I've no
Big
idea.
Al. Let's just call him Big Al.
I like that. That's a good one. I'll just go, hey, Big Al. Well, that's why you call a lot of people Duder, buddy.
Well, and also, look, the Dolphins. We saw the Dolphins yesterday. What's the name of the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins?
Tua.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because we can't pronounce his last name.
He's like a Madonna or Giannis. Just the first name.
Yeah.
That's all you need. He's not as good as Giannis, but he's just Tua. Tua, Giannis, Madonna, Big Al.
Well, Madonna's not Madonna because you can't pronounce her name.
I never suggested that. She's just a one-name person.
You kind of suggest that we can't pronounce the name.
You become a one-name person for various reasons. In Madonna's case, it's because she's just Madonna, right?
She chose it? Yeah.
And she's Madonna.
What if she wanted to be Madonna?
Giannis is a one-name person for what reason?
Can't pronounce his last name.
And he's Giannis. He's an NBA champion. He's Giannis.
That's right.
How do you say his last name?
I'll give it a kaboomba. 877-337-6666. More of your calls. The head coach just told you he lies right to your face and has no qualms about it. Reaction next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
2021, can't wait to get this year over with.
You tweeted something so powerful yesterday.
I did, didn't I?
You said, we deserve better.
The tweet was, that's a wrap on the NFL season. Jet fans and Giant fans both deserve better.
We deserve better.
And most people agreed with me.
Well, of
Not
course.
All, but that's most.
Who would disagree with
Some
you?
Some people are like, no, they don't.
Stop.
I got that a lot.
I thought that tweet was like a cheap pop, if you will. Like, it's an easy thing for people to agree with.
I'm trying to change my Twitter experience.
No, I understand. And I agree with you, and it's just every year when we get to this time of year, it's late December, the year's almost over, the football season's almost over, I do look around and wonder, when is this going to change? Like, when are we going to sit here in December talking about real, competent, meaningful football? And I got to tell you, man, it feels like we're light years away.
Well,
both
especially
teams.
Because we just don't know what we have at quarterback, either one of us.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so like, you know, tallest dwarf in the circus. Hey, Zach Wilson looked better yesterday.
Right.
Was he great?
No.
No.
He's got a long way to go.
So we're taking these little teeny baby steps. Boop, 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 boop,
and
boop,
you know
boop,
what's
boop.
Worse?
Giant fans are now hoping that Jake Fromm is their Mike White.
But what's deeper than even the quarterbacks are the coaches. Like, right now, I think Giant fans have almost all turned on Joe Judge.
Let me just stop you. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Specifically, no, so the record is what it is, because now you feel like he's trying to play you. He's talking about something that you saw, and you saw it a lot differently than he saw it. And then he doubled down on it today by telling you, and this is why I capture this in my head, and the guys have it. He told you today he has no respect for you. So he's been feeding you a lie since he got here about how much he respects the Giant fan base. He told you today he lies to you. Play the quote again. Sorry to interrupt you on that, Evan. Big Mac, you have it? This is Joe Judge 45 minutes ago. I have no respect for Giant fans.
I approach my comments publicly very differently than when I talk to the team behind closed doors.
Stop it right there. I didn't hear anything else. I tell the public something I don't tell my team. I approach it differently. Listen, we're big boys. We can handle it. Plus, we know what we saw. So if Joe Judge came out after the game yesterday and did not say, I saw a lot of players make a lot of big plays, we're moving in the right direction, but did say, that's unacceptable. Our offense sucks. 9 points is never good enough. I'm beyond concerned. And told us what we saw, we've a lot more respect for that. And a guy like that gets a lot more rope than a guy that comes out and says what he said and then confirms the lie by telling us what I tell my team is something different than what I tell the public. You just told us you don't respect us. That's how I take it.
No, he just admitted what every coach does. That's all he did.
I don't care what the other coach does.
Well, I care about Robert Saleh, who's the other guy we're not sure of as a head coach. I mean, I'm sitting here still convinced Robert Saleh didn't have his team prepared to play football yesterday because they had no idea Gardner Minshew could play.
Hard to argue.
Okay, that's the other coach in this town who we're not firing. It's only his first year, but the best thing Robert Saleh has going for him is that it's his first year. The best thing he has going for him is that guys like me and most people are going to say, yeah, he's incompetent. Yeah, he looks in over his head. Yeah, the defense is historically bad, but it's his first year.
Oh, yeah, he gets a free pass.
Well, eventually, it's not going to be his first year. Are you choking over there? You all right?
I was eating a yellow pea soup.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's that kind of day.
That's why, as we sit here right now, staring at 2022, staring at a draft that's going to be really exciting, because in this moment, the Jets draft 4 and 5, and the Giants draft 6 and 7. There really isn't any hope in sight.
So pathetic, right?
Because none of us are convinced we have the right coaches to lead us to the right place.
I mean, how many years has it been where we get excited about a random day in April?
Late April, very good.
Yeah.
Every year.
Woohoo!
Every year.
And this year it's special because, like you said, as of right now, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, and by the way, you know, that giant Chicago Bear game could make that even better.
Well,
could make it even better.
It's great because you lose the pressure.
Don't you kind
of want way, one of the team loses.
Isn't it better for us as New Yorkers if it goes like bing, bong, 4, 5, 6, 7,
as opposed to back to back to back to back to back?
Giants get 4, 5, Jets get 6, 7. I need it to be rotating.
Is that what you want? By the way, one huge thing that, let's address this now because it's going to be a big deal in 3 weeks. The Seattle Seahawks play the Chicago Bears.
That becomes a must-watch event for us,
The most random game in the NFL between two teams that are going nowhere is going to be must-watch TV here in New York because the Jets will be rooting for the Chicago Bears. The Giants will be rooting for the Seattle Seahawks because we each own the other pick.
The only people that had it worse than Jet and Giant fans yesterday were people that woke up today who worked for a company called Better.com.
What's that?
I think it's like a financial, financial investment type company.
Right.
So they had a 8 a.m. Staff meeting on Zoom, and the CEO invited 200 employees to participate in this Zoom meeting this morning. The Zoom meeting lasted 3 minutes. He welcomed everybody to the Zoom. Once all 200 employees were logged in, he fired all of them.
Wow. Wow.
Oops.
So that was even shorter than the Brian Kelly meeting.
Shorter. Yeah. And he said, I have to fire you. You're only working like 2 days a week. You're not getting it done. Can you imagine, like, hey, good news, honey. I got invited to be a part of this big Zoom call for the company.
This is exciting.
Only 200 of us. I think I'm getting a promotion. I've been killing it. Yeah, so I feel bad. If you worked for Better.com,
yeah, that sucks.
You got invited to that Zoom call. I feel for you. Although you could do what a guy I worked with at, when I was in New Jersey 101.5, he was an engineer. And they decided they were going to let him go. Now, engineers are a very special breed in radio because they're the only ones that know how to do what they do. So their expertise is invaluable. You need to hold on to your engineers. They're really the backbone of every radio station, right?
Right.
So they fire the guy. And he goes, nah, I'll see you Monday. And they go, no. They're like, Jim, listen, we're letting you go. Like, today's your last day. We're giving you severance. We appreciate it. It's just not working out. He goes, I'll be back. I'll see you Monday.
Is this the Costanza where you can't fire me?
Yeah. So, no joke, he came in on Monday. And they brought him into the GM's office. They're like, Billy, we fired you. Like, you can't, like, I'm good. We're good. We're good. Yeah, you're not going to replace me. I've been here, you know, I'm like the wallpaper. You're not getting rid of me. They're like, no, you got to go home. So he hangs around. He's there the whole week. Like, 2 weeks go by, and he's still there. I'm like, Billy, how's it going? He's like, great. You know, how's it going? I'm, you know, engineering a radio station. He stayed. He's still there.
So he never got fired?
They rescinded the firing.
Why? Because he wouldn't leave. So that whole Costanza thing works.
It's the only time I've ever heard of it working or knowing about it. But the guy, dude, I left there in 2007. He's still there.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have to admire that persistence.
Yeah. He was so nonchalant about it. Like, sorry, I heard they fired you, Billy. He's like, no, we're good. I'm coming back on Monday.
And they rescinded it.
And he came back on Monday.
What an inspirational story.
And it was so awkward. They weren't going to physically remove him.
They couldn't do it.
So after a couple weeks, they just said, oh, screw it. Let him stay. Like, they never replaced him. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. And to my knowledge, the guy's still there.
Good for him.
Yeah. Here's Brian in Red Bank. Brian, what's going on?
Hey, yeah. So I just wanted to, I think one of the best things that the Jets have done defensively, and that's hard to say, but is make halftime adjustments. And they come out. It seems like even offensively, they come out a different team. In the beginning of the year, Salah said that becoming a head coach, he thinks his biggest challenge is going to be like not talking to the defensive guys after a series, right? Like, he's not that guy. That's what Olbrich.
Well, it's funny. It's funny you say that. He did say something yesterday, or he was referred to a comment he made on the broadcast yesterday, where he views that during the game on the sideline, he said, I'm ultimately our biggest cheerleader. That he allows his coordinators to just do their thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not so sure how I feel about that.
But also, just one quick thing, Brian, to push back a little bit. I mean, how about the Buffalo game? Like, the second half, the Bills came out and scored touchdown, 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 touchdown. So,
right. Well, that's why I said for most of the year, I'm not saying every game, but for most of the year, you could tell. And my thing is this. They're clearly making adjustments. And I don't know how involved Salah is with making those adjustments. I would assume he's probably... LaFleur and those guys do it offensively, and he's probably there defensively. My question is, I'm not going after Ulbricht's head, but how long until we see, Salah on the sideline after a defensive drive talking to the defense guy, making in-game adjustments?
It's a great question because that's Robert Salah, and I admit, when he said this, I loved it. So I don't want to be a hypocrite. I want to be honest that I loved it. When he first took the job, I went back and looked at some old interviews that he had, and he said that one of the things about being a head coach is you've got to be the CEO, and you've got to let the offensive coordinator do his job. You've got to let the defensive coordinator do his job. And he is stuck by that, but to his detriment, because the defense is a problem, because the defense is bad. And I'm not sure, based on those past comments, based on what you even said he said recently about Ulbrich, I'm not sure if he's going to step in. Like, I don't know if that's going to happen with Salah. It doesn't look like that's his style. So even though we know him as a really solid defensive mind with San Francisco, I'm not sure if there's ever going to be a moment, Craig, where he says, all right, this is so bad, I have to take over. Because if he hasn't done it yet, when would he do it?
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. That's what I said a month ago. I want him on the sideline, getting down on his knees, getting the defensive team together if he sees something that is glaring to him. I did like him on the sideline yesterday, very demonstrative and pissed off when a lot of calls, which we agree, not because we're fanboys, we're just bad calls.
But is that the demonstrative nature you wanted from
him? I want more of that because that's what I fell in love with when I saw him and never heard of him before in San Francisco. It was that kind of energy. Now, I recognize you can't be a clown. You can't do that every minute of every game, so I'm not asking for it. I did like what I saw from him on the sideline, and knowing that, here's the reality, it didn't change a certain call in our favor.
Right.
But I liked that he was aware of it and totally in tune with it. I got to give you a quick breaking story. LeagueofJustice.com, which is Amy Dash's site, has just announced that prosecutors appear to be getting ready to go to a grand jury in January with a criminal proceeding against Deshaun Watson.
Wow, so it's finally happening.
It looks like one of the Watson accusers was allegedly told by prosecutors they'll be bringing the case to a grand jury in Houston, possibly in December, more likely in January. The prosecutors reportedly told the woman they're waiting on additional evidence from their investigators, but that it could be going, right now it's just been civil, that it could be going to a criminal grand jury. Doesn't mean that they indict, but the fact that that is not dead yet. Now, the only thing I would question about this is this coming from Busby, the guy representing all these alleged victims, or is this completely objective and independent? Now, Rusty Harden apparently told League of Justice, I've always assumed that was going to happen, that at some point they were going to try to get an indictment on criminal behavior. So that does possibly change the future of Deshaun Watson.
Another year of this being held up, essentially.
Right?
Because he's not going to be able to be traded if this is going on.
Harden said ordinarily Watson would get a chance to testify before a grand jury. I didn't know that was the case. I thought they weren't allowed to. But a lot of that is up in the air. So we don't know yet. So it may be a lot of nothing to smoke. But if they're going to bring a criminal proceeding to a grand jury, I would think that's not a good development for Deshaun Watson, but I don't know all the
details. That's the conclusion you've come to? Of course it's not a good thing. The good thing is to make a deal and have it go away, is what we were told was going to happen months ago.
Yeah, and here's the reality.
There'll be a financial settlement, and that's it.
Well, if it goes to a grand jury and a grand jury indicts him, then by rule, I think, the NFL's got to put him on that exempt list until that case is heard.
And who knows when that is.
Well, how long do you think it takes for a trial to get heard in this country?
What happened to them settling?
I don't know.
Wasn't that basically what was going to happen?
You can settle a civil case, and the state can still bring criminal proceedings if you have a witness willing to testify.
Right.
So I don't know. But I can tell you that is not ultimately a good development if you're on Team Watson or if you're a New York Giants. If you're Miami Dolphins,
I want to make something
clear. If you're
clear.
A team that thought he might play for you.
I think you know this. The New York Giants would never trade for Deshaun Watson.
I think you're probably right.
I'm probably right. I'm very likely to be right.
I know you're probably right.
I just don't think they would go anywhere near this.
No, especially after the embarrassment with a certain kicker they had on their team.
Yeah.
Although this is not supposed to be a violent attack, but still sexual. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Right? Right?
I already said right. I was the one who told you they're not going to trade
for him. What am I saying? This is now just another layer to this. So if you assume that thing goes beyond 9 months, I don't know how long it takes for
he's
trials
gonna sit
in Houston.
Out another year of NFL football.
By the way, that's on the table.
Yeah.
The difference here, though, is I don't think they'd have to pay him.
Right, right.
Like, they had to pay him this year.
Right.
And I think the big wood kicks in next year.
Right.
That big $100-plus million contract. I think the big money is next year.
They could have traded him. Yep. 6 months ago.
Yeah, they could have.
Why even deal with this if you're the Houston Texans? You could have wiped your hands clean.
Well, they're stupid.
By making a deal. Very stupid.
How about this? Imagine
this was mishandled.
Imagine if the Dolphins had traded for him.
Right.
Let's assume, and I think it's a fair guess, they'd have a better record than they currently have.
Well, wait, hold on. Would he have been allowed to play?
Yeah, I'm assuming they
okay.
Yeah.
Assuming
right?
The NFL said,
he's the starting quarterback. They would not have lost 7 games in a row. So let's even say they're a game or two better. They're a playoff team, right? What's interesting about that is, could you imagine the Miami Dolphins or any NFL team? They're about to go into the wild card weekend because, don't forget, the playoffs start late this year because of the extra week, right?
Yep.
So you're now the third Sunday in January. And right before that game, The Houston grand jury indicts your starting quarterback on criminal assault, whatever the actual thing is, right? The NFL then has to say, listen, you've been accused of these crimes. A grand jury indicted. We're putting you on the...
administrative leave.
The whatever they call it, the commissioner's exemplars, whatever you call it, right?
Right.
Right before a playoff game. They'd have to, right?
Well, it's only fitting for the Dolphins. They haven't won a playoff game, right, in 2 decades.
So the Dolphins go, hey, Tua.
Let's go.
Warm it up.
Let's go.
That's nuts, right?
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson, I don't know now. That whole thing gets a little...
You've never known. You got it wrong from the beginning.
No, come on. We all know the Dolphins had a deal on the table
for
him.
You said in February he'll be a Dolphin by Easter. Then it was all the different countries' Easters, and he's still not a Dolphin. So
there's a lot of Easters.
This is one of those rare cases, I'll even give you that, where you got to take a big, gigantic, fat L.
I take an L with an asterisk.
No, L,
yes.
L, L.
I'm taking the L.
L.
Just like Roger Maris didn't get into the Hall of Fame yesterday, I take the L with an asterisk.
How about Gil Hodges getting into the Hall of Fame?
To me, it's a non-story.
If you were going to make
a non-story.
Here's why you're wrong. Polite.
Well, you don't hear why I think I'm right.
Go ahead, Wes.
Because he's dead.
Okay.
So he's shame on them for waiting until he's dead.
I agree, but he's been dead since the early 70s.
Oh, by the way,
here's my point.
Buck O'Neill wasn't in the Hall of Fame until yesterday.
I know. Crazy, right?
What is that?
Crazy.
Yeah.
If you had to make a Mount Rushmore.
Go ahead.
Of go-to WFAN topics over the years, like generic, it never gets old, 2 a.m., I'm going to call Sal Licata and break this down.
Yeah.
Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame is one.
That's by far number one.
Number two.
No.
Gil Hodges in the Hall of Fame.
No,
Short Al in Brooklyn, if you're listening from up above, this is for you. So,
Nobody cares.
You're wrong. I'm happy for the Hodges family, but what I'm more happy for is that we finally put to rest one of the great Mount Rushmore topics in WFAN history. Even if you're not old enough to remember Gil Hodges, I'm not. You're old enough to remember, let's go to Short Al in Brooklyn. Short Al, you're on the fan. Steve, how are you? I used to be a boxer back in the day. I love Short Al. Why is Gil Hodges not in the Hall of Fame? I love that man. And you know what? For anybody who's listening to this radio station, who dialed it up and talked to somebody who, let's be honest, didn't give a rat's ass about Gil Hodges. Like, you talked to Big Mac about Gil Hodges. He's rolling his eyes. We have finally done it. We did it. So that's why, Craig, this is a monumental moment, not just in New York sports history, but in WFAN history. Good day, sir.
Yeah, I had no interest in it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.